American Language Course, Tape 2303B. Listen.
The United States consists of 50 states. Washington, D.C. is the capital. The Constitution outlines the structure of the national government and its authority and activity. Other activities are the responsibility of the states. These states have their own constitutions and systems of laws. The states are divided into countries, townships, cities, and villages. Each unit or division has its own government.
Listen and repeat the words and statements. Answer my questions when you hear them. Give short and complete answers.
Made up of. Made up of. The United States is made up of 50 states.
What is the United States made up of?
The United States is made up of 50 states. Consists of. The United States consists of 50 states.
What does the United States consist of?
The United States consists of 50 states. From the Constitution. From the Constitution. The government gets its authority from the Constitution.
From what does the government get its authority?
From the Constitution. It gets its authority from the Constitution. Its own government. Its own government. Each state has its own government.
Does each state have its own government?
Yes, it does. Each state has its own government. Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is the capital. What is the capital of the United States? Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is the capital of the United States.
Members of Congress, the President, the state leaders, and those who govern counties and cities are elected by the people. The heads of several departments are appointed by the President with the approval of the Senate. This is similar to the appointment of ministers in other countries. Federal judges are named by the President the same way, and other judges are elected by the people. Voting is done in secret, so that no one will know how another person votes. Public officials may be removed from office, thus no tools to perform their duties properly. Listen, all the people rise, I'll put this forward. One person, not half the place, will be able to raise the same table. Listen, no one will come out.
Its own government. Its own government. Each state has its own government.
Does each state have its own government?
Yes, it does. Each state has its own government. Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is the capital.
What is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. is the capital of the United States.
Listen.
Members of Congress, the President, the state leaders, and those who govern counties and cities are elected by the people. The heads of federal departments are appointed by the President with the approval of the Senate. This is similar to the appointment of ministers in other countries. Federal judges are named by the President in the same way, and other judges are elected by the people. Voting is done in secret, so that no one will know how another person votes. Public officials may be removed from office if they fail to perform their duties properly.
Listen and repeat the words and complete statements. Then finish the statements that aren't complete using the words whispered to you.
May be removed from office. May be removed from office. Public officials may be removed from office.
Public officials
may be removed from office.
Public officials may be removed from office. May be dismissed from office. May be dismissed from office. Public officials may be dismissed from office.
Public officials
may be dismissed from office.
Public officials may be dismissed from office. Must perform his duties properly. must perform his duties properly. Each official must perform his duties properly.
Each official must perform his duties properly.
Each official must perform his duties properly. Must do his duties properly. Must do his duties properly. Each official must do his duties properly.
Each official
must do his duties properly.
Each official must do his duties properly. Are named by the President. Are named by the President. The heads of federal departments are named by the President.
The heads of federal departments
are named by the President.
The heads of federal departments are named by the President. Are appointed by the President. Are appointed by the President. The heads of federal departments are appointed by the President.
The heads of federal departments
are appointed by the President.
The heads of federal departments are appointed by the President.
Repeat the statements and answer the questions.
Into three branches. Into three branches. The federal government is organized into three branches.
How many branches is the federal government organized into?
Into three branches. It is organized into three branches. for enforcing the laws of the country. For enforcing the laws of the country. The executive branch is responsible for enforcing the laws.
What is this branch responsible for?
For enforcing the laws of the country. It is responsible for enforcing the laws. The legislative branch. The legislative branch. The legislative branch makes the laws and rules.
Which branch makes the laws and rules for the country?
The legislative branch. The legislative branch makes the laws and rules. The judicial branch. The judicial branch. The judicial branch interprets the Constitution and the laws.
Which branch interprets the Constitution and the laws?
The judicial branch. The judicial branch interprets the Constitution and the laws.
Listen.
The first 10 amendments are known as the Bill of Rights. These amendments make certain the rights and freedoms of the citizens. Important are the freedoms of speech, press, and worship. Also, the right of citizens to assemble or meet peacefully. People's homes cannot be entered, and their person or property taken without special authority. If a person is accused of breaking the law, he must be tried soon. A person is considered innocent until he is found guilty.
Repeat the statements and answer the questions.
The Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights. The first 10 amendments are known as the Bill of Rights.
What are the first 10 amendments known as?
The Bill of Rights. The first 10 amendments are known as the Bill of Rights. The rights and freedoms of the citizens. The rights and freedoms of the citizens. These amendments assure the rights and freedoms of the citizens.
Do these amendments assure the rights and freedoms of the citizens?
Yes, they do. They assure the rights and freedoms of the citizens.
This is the end of tape 2303B.